The Hayes Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Vonnie Quinn. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Should you sell any China stocks that you own if you have exposure to the Shanghai Composite Index? Should you sell? Well, we're going to talk to somebody right now who says, yes, you absolutely should, because an at least 10% correction is going to start within days. This portion of the Hayes Advantage is brought to you by Sector Spider ETFs. Time to consider a stock alternative. Visit sectorspdrs.com or call 1-866-SECTOR-ETF. Tom DeMarc, well-known name on the street, founder and CEO of DeMarc Analytics, creator of the DeMarc Indicators, market timing indicators. He's also a special consultant to Stephen Cohen of SAC Capital Advisors for over 17 years. He joins us now. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here.
What is it that suggests that we're going to start a correction for the Shanghai Composite Index within days? What about your indicators suggest that?
We've developed indicators over the last 40 years that are sensitive to trend exhaustion, which is really the antithesis of what most technicians apply to the market. Normally, the tools they use are reactive rather than proactive, and because of our four-plus decades of work in the industry, it's been primarily on the buy side. We've had to anticipate tops and bottoms before they occur, so we're usually selling into strength and buying into weakness, as opposed to buying or selling after a top and buying after a bottom.
So what happens, Tom? Let's help me and our listeners understand. So as a market is rising, then some people, of course, buy on momentum. How do you pick that peak? I mean, it's not like the market comes out and says, "Here's my peak," right? So I assume on the way up, You're gauging other things as well to determine where the peak is, so you know there's the exhaustion trend maybe starts to set in, and you know when it's time to sell.
Well, when we created these indicators in the 70s, we went back as far as we could with historical data, and we found that there's a marked tendency, I think it's aligned more with psychology of traders and their activity, and we were able to identify what we perceive to be as likely areas of trend exhaustion, and we've applied it to most markets worldwide as well as individual securities. And if you go back to December of 2012, for example, in the Shanghai market, we were there at the low, and then subsequently at the February 7th high, we identified that as exhaustion, just as we did in June and July of that 2013 at the bottoms. And we were able to successfully identify every top and bottom. It's been all documented in the media. So this market has probably been the most sensitive to our indicators. And what it's telling us right now is that we're at an area that looks like trend exhaustion to us. Now, we've had the last eight turns in the market correctly identified within the day of the top or bottom, or within 1 or 2 days before the top or bottom. So we could be wrong, but we don't see it on our work right now. We think because of yesterday's strength over a weekend, markets really tend to reassess themselves. And if we recorded an up opening yesterday, and I think that both the past 2 days, and as a result, we're giving the market maybe 1 or 2 additional days of a possible minor new high, but we see exhaustion coming. It's been too fast and too steep, and we should see a correction.
So China stocks are slightly different, obviously, from stocks in other parts of the world, Tom. I presume your indicators and your indexes take account of that, right, that they're very family-owned, that there's certain different classes of shares and so forth?
But the ownership is all the activity of the participants is all a result of psychology and perception of what the economy is going to be and what that particular stock is and how it's going to perform, and people behave the same collectively, and as a result, like I said, the Chinese market and the Japanese market have been the most profitable, in the sense if we were to use this as a systematic approach, in the last 4 or 5 years. It's been much better than the U.S. markets. U.S. markets have been interfered, whether it's central bank or whatever, and individual stocks have responded to our work, whereas collectively the index has not. We've got temporary response, and then the market's resumed its advance. In this market in particular, we've enjoyed what we've seen because it's been fairly accurate.
So is there a way to take advantage of this, then, should you believe that it's about to happen? Can you short sell the Shanghai Composite Index?
Yes. I don't know. I believe with ETFs or ETNs, things participants here in the U.S. could play that market. We don't make any recommendations at all, but all we're identifying is that it's likely to exhaust, and we're going to see a correction.
Apply this analysis then to the U.S. stock market. We've had so many people, when we talk about correction or what happens next, talk about, well, you can't really talk about the broad market. You've got to look at the NASDAQ. You've got to look at biotechs. You've got to see all these sector corrections, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe it's done. Maybe it's not. What is your technical analysis say?
We really aren't technicians or market timers, but you know the indicators have worked well for 4+ decades. We had some success in April, early May of 2011. We called the high, and we projected downside to 1076 off that high, and then market bottom at 1075. So we got a lot of notoriety, and the indicators were pretty widely followed. We did catch the interim moves, primarily bottoms. The tops, the indicators have identified tops, and like I said, it's just been sideways movement or maybe a 5% correction, whereas in the past we'd see 11% or 16-17% corrections. We're just not seeing it, but we are seeing some cracks. In December 31st, we got the Dow Jones to top and identified that. Mid-January was the S&P, those markets. And in early March, the Russell, small cap, and mid cap all identified peaks, just like they did. Everything collectively did the first part of July. So we think that we are in the midst of a decline finally. And we will be redeemed.
One final question on your China call. If the PBOC were to do something in the next day or two, if there was to be some kind of easing or, you know, another sort of order to banks to be easier in terms of credit, would that affect your call?
Well, we went through the CFA program, and you know, fundamentally we're steeped with the graduate school. We don't follow fundamentals. We try to be as pure as possible. Oh. We just measure supply.
Okay, one more very quick question then. Correction's not over. How much more do you see down?
On the stock market, U.S.
Yeah.
market? Or
U.S. stock market, you bet.
16%, 17%.
16%, 17% more.
We're seeing that we saw the same thing in March of 2000 and in October of 2007 as we did the first week in July.
Go ahead.
Yeah, if you looked at the peak in July of 2007 aligns to the day, the recent peak that we've had in the U.S. market, in the NASDAQ market, to the day, we'll probably get a good pullback now, and then we'll have one more move upside. I don't know if we'll make a new high. But
let me clarify, from where we are now, 16 to 17% down, yes or no?
Yeah, from the top. From the top.
Okay, great. What a terrific conversation. Thank you so much, Tom DeMarc. This is the Hayes Advantage, Bloomberg Radio.
The Hayes Advantage, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2014, Bloomberg LP.